You get out and you create a crowd. Yeah. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere. And that is a nation that truly has no clue. They don't know what they're doing.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the goal, you know the thing.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez, and this week's show, we've got a lot to talk about. We will be talking paranormal. We will be talking what's going on the moon, and we're going to throw some politics in there too. Why not? But to start the show, we are going to leave the surface of this planet, and we're going to take a ride to the moon. And we're going to try and make some sense as to what exactly the Chinese rover saw on the dark side of the moon. Now, most of you may have heard of this story. Some of you may have not. But this past November, while the Chinese rover, I believe it's pronounced U-2-2, was traversing the dark side of the moon, it sent back an image. And in the very distance of that image, there appears to be something that shouldn't be there. In the distance is what appears to be a giant cube. And as you can imagine, this has gained a lot of interest. Now, as we look at this, in all honesty, the image is very blurry. It does appear to be a cube-shaped item in the far distance. And when I say far distance, it's 300-400 feet away, I believe. However, it's when you zoom in on this image, if you look at it as it was normally taken, you've got the flat moonscape, and then there is just a large cubed-shaped object protruding from the ground, it looks like. No features. Kind of blurry. As you zoom in on it, and if you focus on that cube, while it gets, understandably so, more blurry, you can see details as it almost looks as if it may be two pillars, or it's like a black dot, big black hole in the middle of it. Now, of course, you have astronomers and NASA saying, well, this is nothing alien. This is nothing metaphysical or supernatural. This is the image of a boulder that is just out of focus. That does not explain the straight lines that it appears to have, nor does it explain how it looks when you zoom in on it. So these experts say this is a classic case of pareidolia. And that is seeing shapes or seeing patterns in like a photograph that don't exist. They're not there. But your mind, your brain is constantly looking for familiar things. So it will look at that and say, that's a cube. A lot of pictures of supposed ghosts are a case of pareidolia. The experts pointed to the classic face on Mars that was supposedly debunked by NASA when they went over it again in, it was late 90s, early 2000s, they went over it again. They say this is a classic case just like the face on Mars. But here's the thing about the face on Mars. In 1976, the Viking 1 orbiter went over the Sedona region of Mars. And it took a picture and, you know, it just looks like a bunch of rocky outscapes. Well, as you zoom in, you see a picture of what looks like a face looking back up at you. And everybody said that's proof that Mars had life at one time. Aliens exist. And NASA couldn't disprove that there wasn't a face on Mars. They kept saying, oh, it's a trick of light and shadows that makes it just look that way. But everything was symmetrical. I mean, it wasn't like one eye was a little bit higher or lower. The mouth was kind of at an angle. No, everything was absolutely symmetrical. You could take one side of that, flip it over, and it would match up perfectly. But NASA said, no. It's just a rock formation. But they continued to live with these questions from approximately 1976 until April of 2001, when the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter was directed to take photos, high-resolution photos, approximately 6.6 feet per pixel. And what it showed was a rock, a big rock protruding from the ground that looked like a rock. You can kind of see how they would have got the face out of that. And then the cries of airbrushing or manipulating the photo came out. And here's the thing. At this point, I don't know what to believe on the face on Mars, but I'm leaning more towards there's something there for this very reason. There's more in Cydona other than the face on Mars. If you haven't looked into Dr. Richard Hoagland and his books regarding the face on Mars and the whole region, you have to get into that. You have to look into this, because not only is there a face on Mars, but you can clearly see pyramid structures. You can clearly see what look like walls. They're at 90-degree angles. They're angled at angles that nature just doesn't produce. And this is my biggest issue with the quote-unquote experts. They don't have an open mind. They can't fathom that this cube-like structure on the moon could be anything but a boulder. They can't, I don't know if they can't or they don't want to wrap their brain around the fact that this may be extraterrestrial. Ladies and gentlemen, there are things about the moon that don't make sense. I'm going to go over just a couple right now. I've gone over a lot of these before, but there are a couple things on or regarding the moon that don't make much sense at all. The moon actually defies logic as to why it's there and what it's doing there and how we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the moon. If the moon were to just all of a sudden escape our gravitational pull or get pulverized, we would be dead. Now, before I go and explain some of the basic inconsistencies as to how the moon is what it is, I want to preface this by saying that this is from what we know, our scientists know about other moons in our solar system. As I've said numerous times on this show, we don't know it all. We like to think of ourselves as the end-all, be-all, you know, the smartest things on the planet. Hell, I don't even think we're the smartest things on the planet. But a lot of these things are just based on what we know. But it does strike a little odd. One of the first anomalies seen by astronomers is that the moon, its orbit is wrong for its sides and its estimated density. According to astronomers, the inside of the moon has a lower density than outside. Now, this leads to the assumption that there are large voids inside the moon, like large caves and large caverns. And that holds true because when NASA dropped the module on the moon, it rang like a bell for hours and hours on end. And nobody could figure out why, because if you have a solid mass of an object like the moon, it doesn't ring like a bell unless you have a hard outer shell and the interior is hollow. The general acceptance on how the moon became is that early in Earth's formation, a large planetoid structure about the size of Mars hit Earth, and its remnants got caught up in our gravitational pull, formed together, and formed the moon, Well, if that were the case, A, the moon would be younger than the Earth, and B, it would be composed of mostly Earth-like materials, but that's not the case. The moon is possibly older than not only the Earth, but the sun. Right now, and again, scientists, trust the science, they estimate that Earth is 4.5 billion years old and roughly the same age for the sun. Some scientists are estimating that the age of the lunar rock that has been brought back from lunar missions is estimated to be at least 5 billion years old. Again, this is using our theory of how old things are, but with that being said, we don't know how old the Earth, the sun, and the moon are, but we can tell when something is older. So if we're projecting the Earth to be 4.5 billion years old, and we have a piece of the moon, and it's older than that, well, that makes no sense. That throws the big slam, I think is what they call it, where that takes the theory that a planet collided with ours, and there's no evidence that I can see. I mean, we still have a round, for the most part, ball. If I would think of a planet the size of Mars came in contact, A, we wouldn't have a planet, or B, we'd have a severely scarred planet where one side of the planet is caved in, but you don't see that. Also, the chemical composition of the lunar dust is different than the lunar rocks themselves. That makes no sense. And then we want to talk about the craters. We've all seen pictures of the moon. If you have a telescope, you can look at the moon. And we have a pretty good telescope here that I got for my son, and we can get pretty darn close to that moon. And some of these craters, first off, we see, let me back up a little bit. We see one side of the moon all the time. The side we see is pretty smooth for the most part. I mean, it's got craters, don't get me wrong. But if we were to go, if the moon rotated and we were able to see the dark side of the moon, it's like two different planets. It's like two different moons. It's odd that we only see one side of the moon. Nowhere else in our solar system does that happen. Again, it's almost as if this has been programmed or put there with this orbit that we only see that side. Nobody else anywhere on the planet sees the dark side of the moon. But these craters that we do see, some of them are very, very large craters. But you don't see them get very deep on the surface or through the surface. I mean, honestly, let's look at the Baie crater. The diameter of this crater is 300 kilometers, but it only penetrated 4 kilometers into the moon. Physically, that seems almost impossible to create that big of a crater, but only go down that much. The rumors within the UFO community and the conspiracy theories, I guess you'd call them, is that the moon is an artificial satellite. The moon is unlike any other satellite in our solar system. But does that mean it's artificial? No. There are strange things about the moon. And there are a growing number of people who believe that that is a satellite. That's not a moon, per se. They believe it was brought here by an ancient advanced extraterrestrial society, placed in a precise orbit, an orbit that would sustain life on this planet. And if you have an advanced extraterrestrial civilization that created the moon, you will have structures on the moon. Could this cube be the remains of a structure left on the moon? That's to be seen. They're expecting this moon, or this crater on the moon, is approximately a football field's length away from the rover. The rover is currently on its way closer to the cube. the Chinese are actually going to look at this cube. It's going to take about 2 to 3 months to do so. So I'm guessing probably late January, February, or March, first part of the year, we will find out what the cube is. Is it boulders? Is it just a figment of our imagination? Is it our brain trying to see something that's not really there? Or is it just maybe the remnants of an extraterrestrial civilization on our nearest celestial neighbor? We'll find out pretty soon. Okay, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got some audio clips of some noises that some of my listeners have sent to me that I've been storing for a little bit. It's now time to play them. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
The Stuff of Nightmares.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crimes. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm sitting by the wayside, waiting on a good time. When I see you from across the room, sipping whiskey from a wine glass, pouring from your own flask. When you look up and you see.
Okay, so those of us who are into the paranormal, we know that Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, is probably one of the most haunted places in the world. And it's no wonder. The Battle of Gettysburg was a horrific, deadly, bloody battle between the North and the South. A couple of months ago, I was sent an audio clip. It was from a listener in Pennsylvania. Apparently, he's a friend of somebody involved with Iron City Paranormal. Well, they went to Gettysburg, and they did an EVP session, an electronic voice phenomena session. And he sent me this file. And he says, Tom, hey, a friend of mine was at Gettysburg, and they did a night session of an investigation. And they did this EVP session in the middle of the night. Nothing is going on. Nobody was there. Listen to this. You're going to have to turn it up, but listen to this. And tell me what you think you hear. I'm going to play it for you, and I want you to see if you can pick it up. And I'm going to have to turn it up because it is fairly faint. So listen closely and let me know what you hear in the background of this EVP session. Did you catch that? Did you hear the flutes in the background? It was incredible. The first time I heard that and I picked up what was in the background, I got chills down my spine. People have seen soldiers walking through Gettysburg. People have heard gunshots. People have heard gun battles, and they've heard the music. This has actually been captured. Thank you to Iron City Paranormal for capturing that. That is amazing footage. I don't know if you believe it or not. I myself, I'm a believer. Because if anywhere you're going to hear that noise, it's going to be in Gettysburg. Thanks again to Iron City Paranormal. Okay, moving on. I've actually done a couple of shows devoted to these strange noises we're hearing in the sky. Well, I got one a couple, this one was a couple weeks ago from one of our listeners in the UK. He didn't give his name or he didn't give where he was. He just says, hey, I love the show. I recorded this. What do you think? And out of respect for his privacy, you know, I didn't use his name. I didn't use where he's located. I just said, hey, this is odd. Do you mind if I play it on the show? And this guy responded, yeah, absolutely. I would love to hear what your listeners think. So this was taken in the UK. It is reminiscent of a lot of the other noises that I've played on this show. But I want just to paint a picture here. It's nighttime out. And this guy is just sitting on the couch, apparently, and he starts hearing this noise. And he goes outside, and he's hearing it, and turns on his phone, and it is filming. And you can see lights in the background from the city or the towns or the houses. And there's nothing. Nothing in the sky, nothing to be making this noise. But listen to this. Listen to this and tell me what you think.
What the fuck is that? It's like a massive metallic scraping noise, and it's like gone 11:30 at night.
Reminiscent of a lot of strange noises that we hear in the sky. Is if any one of my listeners has heard this noise or has any idea what it is, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. My last one is from a paranormal investigator buddy of mine. He sent me this video. I can't vouch for its authenticity, but it's kind of eerie. So the backstory is these two guys are in this abandoned house that's supposedly haunted. And there's no electricity in this house. And all you see, they're filming it from a first-person view. And all you see is their flashlight. And you can see the walls. And you can see they're hearing things above them. And then they go downstairs. And you got to hear what they hear before freaking out. So this is when they first started hearing the noise. Listen to this.
No, there's like an animal.
Like a fucking crow?
It sounds like scratching though, right? Like scratching noises on the wall. Don't move for a second.
The roof.
Sounds like footprints.
That sounded big. That wasn't like a squirrel or a rat.
Yeah, but I don't know what the fuck it could be.
I have no idea.
Okay, now we're going downstairs.
What the fuck was that? That was big. That sounded like something jumped right there, eh?
I'm going to stop it here because I want to paint the picture. Right now, the flashlight is shining on the stairs leading down to them. They're hearing these noises like you heard before where it sounds like somebody's footsteps are being heard. As they're shining on the steps, you can hear something running down those stairs. Listen to this.
You think that's an animal? What the fuck?
In my opinion, that's very hard to fake because you can tell the noise is coming closer to them. It is something running down the stairs that are right in front of them, and there is nobody running down those stairs. That would have freaked me out too. Listen to it once more and tell me if you agree with my assessment. Listen to this.
Oh, what the
sends chills down my spine just hearing it over the headphones. I couldn't imagine being there. Okay, so thank you to everybody that sent me the audio clips. If you have anything audio-wise, you want something for me to talk about, or you, like I said before, you have any event, promotion, book, whatever you want me to promote on the show, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Alrighty, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about something. I told you it was going to happen. People said, this is America. It won't happen. It's happening. Sit back, relax, open that mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. This is the Paranormal Patriot.
And it's bruising my mind. And there's nothing to hold it back. To hold it back.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
Okay, when I first started talking about COVID, if you remember, I was all on the COVID's going to kill us all. Then as we got into this quote-unquote pandemic, things weren't adding up. The numbers didn't match. And then the vaccine came out, and the vaccine was being just pushed on us. And to the point it made me feel a little uneasy taking the vaccine, even though I knew I wasn't going to because it's unproven. Then you had doctors and nurses coming on TV and radio telling us how safe and effective it is when they have no idea. And all during that time, I would tell you, we are going to be locked out of society. If you are unvaccinated, you are pretty much going to be a leper. House Bill 4259 out of Illinois, brought forth by Illinois Representative Jonathan Carroll, who is a Democrat from Northbrook. It says it would make it so if you get COVID-19, you have to be hospitalized and you are unvaccinated and you are eligible for the vaccine, you have to pay all out-of-pocket expenses. I want to make that clear. If you are unvaccinated, you are eligible for the vaccine, you get COVID, and you have to go to the hospital, your insurance company will not pay anything. This bill would require you to pay everything. Does not take into account that a lot. We're going to go over half because I don't believe these numbers that are coming through the news. I'm listening to the people on the front lines telling me over half of the people hospitalized are vaccinated. And the problem is, again, the definition of vaccinated has changed 50 times because it used to be get a shot, you're vaccinated. Well, then you're going to need two shots to get vaccinated. Well, then you're going to need a booster. Then you're going to need another booster and another booster and another booster. When does it end? That is the red flag right there. They're telling you to get the vaccine, but they're telling you you're not vaccinated until you follow all their steps that are always changing. So, yes, they're going to say 80% of the unvaccinated or 80% of the people in the hospitals with COVID are unvaccinated. Yes, because a lot of those have had both of their vaccines and the vaccines don't work. And I'm getting sick and tired of looking at this and seeing how natural immunity is never, ever ever discussed. Natural immunity is 10 times better than a vaccine. So what about the people who have had COVID? People like me that were told don't get the vaccine if you've had COVID, but we end up getting it again, and God forbid, we get hospitalized. Just because we didn't get vaccinated, but those who have been vaccinated, let's say they got one shot or two shots, depending on what vaccine they got, but they let it wane, they didn't get their boosters, they're considered unvaccinated, right? Or is it the people that never got the shot? Because now the lines are blurred. You got two shots. You have a vaccine with an efficacy rate of probably 5% after 6 months. You have to get boosters. What if you didn't get the boosters and you get COVID and you're hospitalized? Does that make you unvaccinated now? You did what the government told you. But now, you're not vaccinated, according to Anthony Fauci in the CDC. This is directed squarely against, in Illinois, a third of the people. They're not vaccinated. This is squarely going after them. Now, you could look at it, and I've had people contact me with this, about this particular subject, and said, Tom, that's racist. Now, first off, I don't like throwing racism out there when it doesn't need to be. But let's look at the fact. Most of the unvaccinated people in this country are Latino and African American. And in Illinois, unfortunately, that is some of the lowest income people in that state. So you are squarely throwing that bill onto them, saying, you didn't get vaccinated, you don't have any money, you don't have enough money to pay for your medical bills, so I'm going to put you further in debt. Where's the outcry from AOC? Where's the outcry from BLM on that? See, it's that only works when it favors them. See, getting the COVID vaccine favors them. Because I guarantee you, every politician has some sort of stock in these pharmaceutical companies. So if you start getting the vaccines, their stock goes up. These people make money hand over fist. This is a war against the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated in this on this planet are looked at differently. We're being divided. It was mask or not mask. Now it's vaccinated or unvaccinated. Soon it's going to be COVID or if you've not had COVID or if you have had COVID. I have a dear friend of mine that contracted COVID. Fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated. Contracted COVID. Got really, really sick. And in their infinite wisdom, well, I would be dead if I didn't have the vaccine. Or maybe because the vaccine, it's being proven more and more. If you go off of the mainstream grid, it's being proven more and more that this vaccine is messing with people's immune systems. So maybe, just maybe, if you were unvaccinated, your own natural immune system would have beat that, would have rendered that maybe a cold or maybe a little bit of a flu. This person's 4 weeks into this and feeling horrible. Got the antibody shot. The antibody shot. A fully vaccinated person had to get a shot for the antibodies. Didn't do a thing. But yet myself, my wife, my family, my daughter just had COVID. We were in there every day talking to her, finding out how she felt. She was living in our house. We've had COVID. Our immune system said, get out of here, COVID. But yet we're looked down upon. We, those of us who have COVID, I told my daughter, you're good now. You're really good now. You have got a better immune response to that than if you would have got the vaccine. But we're looked down upon. In Austria, Australia, and Germany, if you're unvaccinated, you are not part of society. And don't think that that is not going to try and come here. The mandates are the first step. Now, yes, we have had some victories in the federal courts over these mandates. But they're not going to stop. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why are they not looking at natural immunity? Why do they not look at that and say, hey, if you've had COVID, you have the antibodies. Get an antibody test. If you have the antibodies, you're free to go wherever you want. Why don't they do that? Why is it everybody's got to get vaccinated? If you're following the science and facts like Fauci says he is, he's supposedly an expert in this. He would know that if you've had it, you beat it, you have the antibodies that are 10 times better than the vaccine, you're good. But they don't look at that. So there's obviously something else behind the scenes that we're not getting. For some reason, they're telling us we have to get vaccinated. It doesn't matter if you've had it or not. But the definition of a vaccinated person changes. So all of these people that they're saying, oh, there's so many unvaccinated people in the hospital, half of those unvaccinated have been vaccinated according to the original concept of what they were told the vaccine was going to do. They either didn't want to, they had side effects from the vaccine, or they just haven't got around to getting their booster shots, so therefore they're considered unvaccinated. That's how those numbers are getting skewed. I've talked to numerous doctors and nurses at hospitals, and they're telling me it is not an epidemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated are not perpetuating this quote-unquote pandemic. We are being lied to. We're being manipulated. And there is a large portion of this country that is just hanging on every word Fauci, Biden, CNN, and these idiot doctors and nurses that get on TV and tell you how safe and effective it is for you and your children. They have no idea. If you're one of those people that sits there and is like, yes, it's so safe and effective, I can't believe anybody wouldn't take this, then you're being manipulated and you're letting them manipulate you. You need to open your eyes. It doesn't take a six-year-old to realize that they have no idea how safe this vaccine is. They're lying through their teeth when they say it's effective. If it was effective, the goalposts would not be constantly moving. It wouldn't be, well, now you got to get two booster shots, maybe three, once every 6 months, once every 3 months. How many times are you going to let them inject a chemical that you have no idea what it's going to do to you in the long run into your body? How many times? And then to go on social media or in person and chastise us and call us uncaring and ungrateful and selfish because we refuse to get vaccinated, when it's you who are the danger. You are the ones that think, I'm good, I'm vaccinated. You can still get it, you can still spread it. So you're walking around without a mask. You're walking around thinking, I'm vaccinated, I'm better than these people, when you're the one that is going to give it to me. But my immune system is going to fight that off better than yours because you had the vaccine. The vaccine has been rendered useless. You don't have a snowball's chance in hell. The rate of a vaccinated person getting COVID again against the rate of an unvaccinated person who had COVID getting again, you are 3 to 4 times more likely to get COVID a second, third, fourth time if you've been vaccinated as opposed to if you've been unvaccinated and had it. Our bodies are designed to beat viruses like this. I still get people to this day just aghast that I have not been vaccinated after what I went through. And my response is, why would I? Well, you almost died. Do you want to go through that again? Odds are I will not, because my body is now prepared and it's got the defenses for COVID, whatever mutation and whatever variant that comes out. Yes, Omicron, I might get it. If it's even out there, I'm not even convinced it's even out there. Because they're hyping this up as the next big thing that's going to take down this whole country. We got to close off borders, stop travel. And the doctor that found this variant in South Africa is like, what's the big deal? People get tired, they get a sore throat, maybe a headache. That's it. In every article I read about Omicron, the experts are saying this is proof that we need to get vaccinations up again. Why? We don't even know if the vaccines are going to work on it. They aren't working on against Delta. Why would they work on this? It's according to the experts, this is a highly mutated version of COVID. The vaccines can't stop a slightly mutated version of COVID, as in the Delta variant. Why would it stop a highly mutated version of the variant in Omicron? It makes no sense. Stop believing the lies. Stop believing that the unvaccinated are deadly and dangerous. Just live your life. You made the choice to get vaccinated. I'm making the choice to not get vaccinated. You made a choice that puts you in jeopardy. I made a choice that, yes, I got COVID. I got it pretty bad, but you know what? I survived, and I'm that much stronger because of it. My body can fight this better than yours with this supposed amazing vaccine. Stop just listening to what people say and look a little bit further. Do a little bit of extra work, and you will find that you are being lied to. And it's not hard to figure out. You just have to have an open mind, and you can't be so indoctrinated and blinded with hatred against anybody who's unvaccinated because CNN told you so. It's obvious that we are being lied to. The biggest culprit on that is the fact that they are not including any natural immunity in there, when it's been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt natural immunity is 10 times better than the vaccine. But they're not using that in any equation. Doesn't matter if you've had COVID, you have to get vaccinated, according to the government. That should throw up a million red flags. But it won't. It won't to some of these people. I'm thinking I've got 5-6 right off top of my head that it's not going to change. We are the worst things in the world. We need to be put down. We need to be jailed. We need to be put in a concentration camp because we are unvaccinated. Trust me, it's coming to that point. That is a topic for another show. We're going to cut this one off a little early this week. Thank you to everyone that sent me the audio clips. If you want to get a hold of me or want to get your name and highlights on our show, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, my name is Tom Velasquez. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll talk to you next week.